We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Chaf Dalam Beis with our two dots. Now, Tosfos says that Hoyu Lemoyes Stumim is going back on the Mishnah we mentioned in Masechtas Me'ila. The Mishnah Masechtas Me'ila says, Hamafrish Moyes Lenazirusi, you put aside money for your Nazirus, Leinenim Lemoyelin, you don't have Anah, but there's no Me'ila. Why is no Me'ila? I might be a Oilo or a Chatos. Teretz is because when Yimavish Moyes Lezirusai is Hein Ru'uyin Lahavi B'kulon Shlomim. Then it says Mace, V'hoyla Moyes Tumim, Yiplu Nadava. It says if he dies and he had Moyes Tumim, it all falls to Nadava. Now why do I have to speak out again V'hoyla Moyes Tumim? So we are assuming it means Moyes Tumim, Zok Taisvis, is different than Mafish Moyes Lezirusai. Mafish Moyes Lezirusai means he put away his money for his Lezirus. There it could mean either he'll use the whole entire money for a shlomim, or I'll use part of money chatas, part of money oila, part of my shlomim. When you say moyes stumim, the case was, I said it's for my karbonos nezirusai. I use the lashon rabim. For my karbonos nezirusai, for my all my karbonos. And therefore, moyes stumim really is set aside for all his karbonos. And the loch is, if he dies, is yiplu nedava. So zok the gemara, hoyle moyes stumim yiplu nedava, freit the gemara kasha. How could it fall to Nadava? But the Mechatas is mixed into it. And a Chatas cannot be brought as a Nadava. And the halacha is you bring this money and you bring it to the Mizbeach and use it for kitzah Mizbeach, which means the Mizbeach is not full of Kabbanas. You brought an Oila. L'chayra, it's Mechatas Merubim Behem. So how in the world could you bring with it a Nadava? L'chayra, it's mixed into it is Chatas money. Now, why don't we ask the Kasha on our Mishnah? Why have to go to Masechtas Me'ila? Why can we ask the Kasha on our Mishnah, which says, Hoyle Moyes Stumim, Yiplu Nedava? So that Tosfos says, because you could have learned Agamara's Moyes Stumim means a case where you said it's Lenazirusi. And since it's Lenazirusi, so then maybe the whole money will be used for Oyla. So that's why I can use it for Oyla. But in the Mishnah Me'ila, where it says two cases, have mafish moyes nezirusi, and then it says hoye moyes tumim, so there the moyes tumim means lekabana is nezirusi. And since talking about lekabana is nezirusi, therefore, it's just one kabana is nezirusi, therefore it's a chat that moraz kasha is chatas moravim. That's one shot mahalak and taisa. Mahalak taisa says that by mace is different also. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where he didn't die, it was afara. So there, she always could have changed it to make this all for Ayla. But when someone dies, then we go with the stoma that the whole money was for the three kavanas, and therefore that's why the Gemara's Akasha, Valoid Mechatos, Muravim Bem. So our Gemara's Akasha is that Moyes Tumim, why is Yiplu Nedava? The money of Chatos is mixed into it. Rav Yechanan, Halacha Ibn Nazir. It's Halacha L'Moyes Mesinai. By Nazir, that Moyes Stumim, Yiplu Nedava. That's the halacha of Moshe Sinai. That we have money that was not specified what to use for, and he dies, the halacha is it goes to Nadava. And even though the Mechatas is Meravim Behem, even though Mechatas is Tulp, that's part of the halacha of Moshe Sinai, that it goes to Nadava, and you bring Eilus with it. But of course, if you have clearly for Roshim, that there's no halacha of Moshe Sinai on it. But in the case where it was Stumim, there's a halacha of Moshe Sinai, the money falls Le Nadava. That's how Rabbi Yechon learns. Shlach HaShama is a pasuk. The pasuk says, "L'chol nedreim, l'chol nedvaisam, l'chol nedvaisam." When we darshin, "Hatayroim a moysri neda yel nedava." Like Tosfos explains, that nazir comes through a neda. So something comes through a neda, it'll turn into a nedava. And Tosfos says, "The svara, the pasuk's talking about a case of a chatas because that the chatas mixed into it. Because if it's talking about ayla shlamim, just bring the ayla shlamim. You don't need a pasuk to tell you it turns into a nedava." But because it's a chatas, we need a special pasuk to tell you it turns into a nedava. So it comes out, we have two pshatim here. Rabbi Yechon says, Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Shlaka says, there's a gzeres akasir, l'chol nidreyem, u l'chol nidvaisam, teaches us that the nidreyem turns into a nedava. So the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, and Dabah Lachi, that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai ben Nazir, that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai ben Nazir, amtu l'hachi, stumim farashim loy. So we understand why stumim, that's what Halacha Moshe Mesinai said, but not by Mefarashim. It was not said, but because that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Xeris Kosov, it's only said by stumim. El Rosh Lakish, that says, L'chol Nedreyem, L'chol Nedvaisam. Samayir is stumim, from Mefarashim also. Even Mefarashim, I call Nedreyem. So why do you learn now? L'chol Nedreyem, if the guy dies, turns into Nedvaisam. Why? Even by Mefarashim, you say the same thing. Amar Rava, no, you can't do that. Mefarashim le'matzis amrit. You can say mefarashim. Why not? Because we know already that if someone dies, then the chatas is mesa. Now, for some reason, the Gemara doesn't say just that halacha meshinah sinai. The Gemara brings down a brisa. Kvar pasko tona de Be'er Bishmol. The Be'er Bishmol already explained this. Kvar pasko, we already have it in a brisa. Why? Tona de Be'er Bishmol. And the pasuk says, Rak kotshecha shiulacha uludarecha tiso avasal amokam ashivcha Hashem. You should take your kotchim and your nedarim, take them up to the base of Chir, take them up to the base of Mikdash. That says in the pasuk. Zok, so what are we talking about in this pasuk? We're not talking about regular chat, regular oila, regular shlomim. That's the first pasuk. What's this talking about? Saying kotshecha ashiulach uludarecha, you should bring up to the base of Mikdash. So the Braisa says, we're talking about a carbon that has a child, that has a baby, has a new calf, and tomorrow, which means I say zek is a somat. That's what we're talking about there. Matakana. So what's the takana? Tisa uvasal amokam ashivcha Hashem. You bring it up to the base of Mikdash, and you makrev it as a carbon. Now, those psukim in the parasha are talking about an oila and shlom. Talking about nedarim and nedavis. It's in the parasha. It's in parashas Re'eh. He was talking about someone wants to eat meat. He should bring it up to the base of Mikdash, bring a carbon, and there's talking about those psukim are bringing kabbalas. So it says that by avlade kachim and timrasim. What's the etza? What are you supposed to do with it? Supposed to bring it up to the base of Mikdash and be makrev it. Maybe, no. It's saying Tisa of Asa, you know what it means? Bring it up to the base of Mikdash and let it die there. Now, what would be the Havamina that I have to bring up to the base of Mikdash and let it die? If I held that a Dloch is that a Vlad and a Tmura cannot be brought as a carbon but it has to die, why do I have to bring it up to the base of Mikdash to die? So the Mepharshim speak out, so in the Arzai Avana in this Pshat, I think it's his own Pshat maybe, that he says that there will be a gzeira, if you let him keep it around here, he'll forget that it's kachim, and he won't let it die, he'll just start using it. Therefore, we're going to make him bring it up, and let it die there, till he should remember that it's kachim. So maybe that's what it means, tisa vasa. Bring it up to the base of Bechira, and let it die there. Tam v'leim, the pasuk says, v'sisa o'ilasecha abasa v'hadam, amizbach Hashem l'kecha, v'damz v'chech yishofech, amizbach Hashem l'kecha, v'abasa toichal. So it says in this pasuk, which is going on, beginning going on the oila, the words of us taichal is going on shlamim. Loy malach kederach shat noyeg ba oila noyeg b'tmurasa. The same thing that you noyeg ba oila, you noyeg with a tmura. Kederach shat noyeg b'shlamim noyeg b'vladem be noyeg with their vlad. Now the halacha is the same halacha would be by the tmura of a shlamim. Well, why do I say like the end of vlad of a oila? Technically, it's not by teretz. It's not possible because the oila is always a zacha. Therefore, by Ola picks to say Tmura. And by Shlomim, which could be a Zachuna Keva, it picks to say Vladehem. That's why it says it that way. But Akaponim was saying the Vlad and Tmura you bring as a carbon. You can bring it up as a carbon. You know, it doesn't have to die. Zok the Bryce of Eiter, Yochel Av Vlad Chatas with Tmura's Asham came. Maybe the same as Lachav Vlad Chatas, Tmura's Asham. Chatas is usually an akeva, that's why it says Vlad, and Asham is a Zacha, this is Tmuras Asham. Maybe there also, you bring those kabanas up to the base of Mikdash, and you make of it. Tamaloymar, Rak. No, Rak, Divrei Rav Shmuel. So Rav Shmuel is saying that it's a pasuk that says a chatas, that is a Vlad chatas, or Tmuras chatas, you don't bring it as a carbon, but it dies. Rak. So the same idea we're saying is also by a case of mace baila. Like the case before, with the owner died or with the kapar ready, the halach is you don't bring it as a carbon, but it's mace, and that's what we're saying. That's if you go back to the chesed and the gemara had a kasha, but in Farashim, why don't we say you bring it as a dava? So we said no, it can't be a dava because we have Torah very small that a vlad chatas is mace and not a dava, and the same thing by meiser that it goes le misa and yapro as a carbon.
You have to bring up this in English
today? No, you don't have to. No, Tamil rak the very small because there's no makar for that. The whole pasuk actually we're not included in Tisa. The only Havamina would be because it says Tisa there. But here, there's no Havamina because it doesn't say you bring it up at all. It says Rak. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Einei Tzarech. Harei Oimer, Oshem Hu Ba'Aviyasi Hei. Rabbi Kiva says, now in the Brayso go like this, that you don't need the pasuk of rak to say that you don't bring the vlad chatas muris asham as a carbon. We have the pasuk asham hu b'aviyasi hey, which teaches us only the asham itself is brought as a carbon. The ein tumurasa ikreva or the vlad. The vlad or tumura is not carved. Only the asham. Only asham atzma. That's what Rekiba Tainis. So Rav Shmuel says, how do we know vlad chatas muris asham not brought down, not brought as a carbon? It says rak. Rabbi Kiva says, from the pasuk of asham hu b'aviyasi hey. Hakaponim, the Chesmen Gemara was like this. We had here a kasha that Moyestumim goes l'nadava. We said when you spoke at Karbonos the Zirusai, then the halacha is that it goes l'nadava. And the Gemara kasha, I demei chatz v'ravim bam, two terutzim, either halacha l'moyestumim Sinai or a shlokz is a pasuk. Gemara kasha, why didn't Bishlam Rabbi Yechon? The halacha l'moyestumim is only my stumim. But according to Shlokish, by Mefarashim also have the gzeres kasev, the halacha of kol nadreim kol dvoisam. And for the Gemara, no, Mefarashim go lemisa, like it says in this pasuk rak, and Rabbi Kiva girsa by asham was his limud by asham was asham who, but upon him, that's how we know that a carbon chatos that was it's a meisa, it's extra, it goes lemisa. So now the Gemara is going to analyze different aspects of this braisa. The first one goes like this: Ktani, it said in this braisa, Yochol yalim besabchir of yimno hamayim wasan. There's a havamina that a vlad of a asha of a shlamim or a vlad of a oila, a vlad of a shlamim or a tamura of a oila, the havamina was you'll bring it up to the base of mikdash and let it die. But it says the bride said no tamalayim of hisosecha that you bring it as a carbon. Right, the Gemara, what's the havamina? Hamai havlad chatos udegamina ba misa. The lochem is seen as dafka by vlad chatos and not by vlad of a oila and a shlamim. So the way the Rosh learns. Ava oyla v'shlamim medigali hilchas abachadas ava inuloy. It's mashma. No, it's mashma. Dafka those have the din of misa, not oyla. How can you have a havmina? The chari, the lachem is saying dafka chatas is misa and not oyla shlamim. That's the way the Rosh learns the kasha. That's the way Rosh learns the kasha. Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos is like mehecha teisi. The way Tosfos learns a little shver with the Gemara's teretz. Like one of the Gemara's kasha is what the havmina to vidai. We know that the lachem is seen is vlad chatas misa. If you're thinking of a good kasha, it could be the Gemara will ask you kasha. I'll give you a little heads up. The Gemara doesn't ask the kasha. We need to draw support if you have a lachem moish b'sina. The Gemara doesn't ask the kasha. But upon him, there's a lachem moish b'sina that chomish chatas mesos. If mesa baila, or after kapara, or vlad, tamura. So vlad chatas had a lachem moish b'sina, it's mashma, but not oilo shlam. So what do you need a pasuk? Go see sal sacha pasuk adam. So the Gemara answer is, ilav kra, without the pasuk, have a mean of vlad chatas. You would think Vlad Chatas is Bechol Makayim. It could die anywhere. And Vlade Kachim is worse, but based on Bechira. But Vlade Oilon Shlom has been daft based on Bechira. Kamash on the Loi. Your question was that the Lacha Mashina is only for Chatas. I'll tell you why. The Lacha Mashina was only Chatas could die anywhere. But maybe the Lacha will be is that Oilon Shlom have to be brought up to the base of Bechira to die. Kamash on the Adam, that there's no din, Misa Bechlal, by Tmuras. Oila and by a Vlad Shlomim.